Washington. It's been another busy week in coastal news, a platform explosion, another oil spill in the Gulf, and new worries over federal money for coastal restoration. WWNO's Tegan Wendland got the latest from NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune coastal reporter Sarah Sneath.
Hey, Sarah.
Hello.
So the week started with an explosion on Sunday night at an oil and gas platform in Lake Pontchartrain. 7 people were hospitalized. It took a while for authorities to get the fire under control. And it seems like a lot of people in town were asking, wait, what? There are platforms in the lake?
That's right. They're a bit out of sight now. There used to be a platform close to the causeway, and that platform was dismantled because it wasn't producing any oil and gas. And that's been the story with a lot of platforms in the lake. That's just because there really isn't any oil and gas reserves under the lake.
So what happens next? Now the explosion is under investigation.
That's right. And one man is still missing. There's environmental monitoring underway, and the Coast Guard and Occupational Safety and Health Administration are investigating.
So while officials were battling the mess in the lake, there was another oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Bloomberg called it the biggest since the BP oil spill. I guess about 16,000 barrels of oil spewed out onto the seafloor down near Venice. And that's actually twice what the company had originally said spilled. So what happened there?
Yeah, the company, LLOG Exploration Company, originally reported that 9,000 barrels spilled, but the Coast Guard says it was much more. And now the Coast Guard and Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement are monitoring and working to clean it up and still investigating the cause, too.
We also got news this week that Louisiana's share of money from offshore oil drilling is going to be less than officials thought. This is money that officials were counting on in part to fund the Coastal Master Plan. So the state says we're now only going to get about half of the $140 million that they were expecting.
Yeah, this legislation was supposed to kick in next year. It's called GOMESA, the Gulf of Mexico Energy Security Act. And like you said, it gives us fees from offshore mineral exploration. The state was expecting these payments to go toward the Coastal Master Plan, but the Department of Interior says fewer sales of offshore leases means less money for the state.
And officials told NOLA.com, of course, that they're concerned about what that's going to mean for the Coastal Master Plan. But on a lighter note, you want to talk about crabs.
I do want to talk about crabs. I went to Ocean Springs, Mississippi last week and visited what researchers nicknamed the Craboratory with University of Southern Mississippi researchers who are studying how coastal erosion is affecting crab populations.
And how is it?
Well, the study's still underway, but it appears that there will initially be a boost in crab populations, and that is because as the coast erodes, the marsh breaks up into these smaller chunks, and the crabs really use that outer edge of the marsh as their way to protect themselves from predators and to find good things to eat. But as those small chunks turn into open water, then they lose those benefits.
So sounds like good for the crab population at first. We might see a bit of a boost in the number of crabs, but ultimately, like most things, coastal land loss is not going to be good for crabs.
That's right. But I did want to add this fun factoid that I learned while I was there, and that is that female crabs only have 10 days their whole life to have sex.
Crab sex.
Crab sex, yeah, because it's only the 10 days that they're molting before their last outer shell exoskeleton is formed that they can physically have sex with a male crab. And the male crab gives them enough semen for them to last their entire lifetime and have as many broods as they can.
Very interesting. Fun facts from Sarah Sneath, ladies and gentlemen. Lastly, the city's sponsoring a special performance about coastal land loss. It's called Cry You One, and it's being performed at the future site of the Mirabeau Water Garden in Gentilly through the weekend. It's a pretty weird play. I went yesterday. If you'd like to see it yourself, you can learn a little bit more at cryyouone.org.
I'll have to check it out. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Sarah. Bye.
Support for the Coastal Desk comes from the Walton Family Foundation, the Koi Poo Foundation, and the Greater New Orleans Foundation.